With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting. The Israeli military said that a probe found serious errors and violations of protocol led its forces to repeatedly hit a World Central Kitchen convoy and kill 7 aid workers that it says were believed to be Hamas gunmen. Correspondent Sam Mednick.
This just adds to the growing skepticism of Israel's military's decision-making. Rights groups and Palestinians have long accused Israel of indiscriminately killing civilians and recklessly firing on people during this war. This is something that Israel has denied. It's unclear if this investigation is going to quell any of the growing international condemnation that has surfaced since the aid workers were killed.
On the other side of the argument, one Israeli defense expert says the country is now being threatened like never before. Bob Agnew reports.
Former Israeli ambassador to the U.S., Dr. Michael Oren, says Israel is on the cusp of what he calls
a game-changing historic moment here.
Still at war with Hamas and soon to be with what he calls the strategic threat of Hezbollah to the north.
You're talking about between 150 and 170,000 rockets.
And Oren says it's not just about the sheer numbers.
These rockets are longer range. They're bigger and they're very, very accurate.
Able, he says, to knock out all of Israel's key infrastructure. Bob Agnew reporting.
The East Coast earthquake has snarled up travel by air, road, and rail around the region. Friday's quake was centered in northern New Jersey and registered a magnitude of 4.8. It shook skyscrapers and suburbs across the northeastern U.S. for several seconds. It caused no major damage but startled millions of people in an area unaccustomed to such tremors. It diverted flights and disrupted travel on roads and rails during runway, bridges, and tunnel inspections. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 307 points. The Nasdaq rose 199. This is SRN News. A victory for religious freedom in the federal courts. SRN's Michael Harrington has more on the story.
The Fourth Circuit Court of Appeals has ruled that a private religious school's tax-exempt status does not constitute, quote, federal financial assistance, and therefore does not place that school under the requirements of federal anti-discrimination law. At issue is Title IX, which transgender activists are trying to use to advance their agenda. If churches and Christian schools were to accept federal aid, they would be subject to Title IX. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A new poll finds most Americans are aware that there has been a rise in anti-Semitism in the country following the deadly Hamas attack on Israel last fall. The Pew Research Center report also reveals that Americans are broadly comfortable with speech both for and against Israel and the Palestinians. But most adults are not okay with calls for violence against Jews or Muslims. This is SRN News. Here's the Wall Street Business Report.
Stocks posted solid gains on Wall Street as a strong report on employment showed the U.S. economy continues to chug along. The S&P 500 rose 1.1%. U.S. employers added a surprisingly strong number of jobs in March, while modest gains in wages eased some fears of a renewed spike in inflation. Wall Street still betting the Federal Reserve will start cutting interest rates in June. Treasury yields rose in the bond market. The Dow up 307 points to close at 38,904. The Nasdaq gained 199 to 16,248. The S&P 500 added 57 points to 5204. New York oil rose 32 cents to $86.91 per barrel. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm John Scott.
More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.